The fuel will be tested in a nuclear reactor in Chalk River, Ontario. Shipment could start as early as this spring. But some fear transporting it is a risk to the environment and public health. Last fall, Michigan Congressman David Bonnier had the shipping route through his state blocked. Only Pembina, North Dakota, and Watertown, New York remain as crossing points. But Larry Shuchuk, a spokesman for Atomic Energy of Canada Limited, says there's no need for fear.
We know this material. It's not the first time this material has been on the road either. In its form, it's actually a very safe material to ship.
The amount of MOX fuel to be tested is 150 grams, about the size of two AA batteries. But environmentalists fear this initial shipment will pave the way for more large-scale transport. Initial tests of the fuel's feasibility may take several years, and if successful, regular shipments to Canada could begin by 2006. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Todd Witter.